The Sports Voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, welcomes you to exciting coverage of area high school basketball action. Time now for WRBI's Countdown to Tip-Off.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from South Ripley High School, where tonight the Franklin County Wildcats have come to town to take on the South Ripley Raiders in high school boys varsity basketball action. This is Rob Moorhead, joined by my partner Steve Giestein tonight. We want to say thank you to the following sponsors for bringing you high school basketball here on Country 103.9 WRBI. Our thanks to Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Gehring's, Ison's Family Pizza, SCI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Bruns Gutzweiler, JC Bank, Margaret, Mary Health, Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt & Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, and Affinity Graphics and Tees. Raiders come into the ballgame 3-1, fresh off a 61-47 victory over the Hauser Jets last night. South Ripley led in scoring last night by Cole Henry with 20 and Blaine Ward with 14 for Franklin County. They got their first win of the season last night, running their record to 1-3. They had a 33-29 victory over the Rushville Lions last night to get on the board with a win this year. And Steve, might be a tough sled tonight for Franklin County as they come into this game without a couple of their top players.
Yes, they are, Rob. Their leading scorer, Eli Butt, averaging 13.5 points a game, is probably not going to be playing tonight, nor is Landon Johnson. So the Wildcats coming in, averaging just a little bit under 40 points a game, and you're taking 19 points out of the lineup right there in those two gentlemen.
Those two gentlemen both suffering injuries right now and will not be in the lineup tonight. Now, I don't think they played last night either, and they were able to get a win over at Rushville. Of course, if you've been around Southeast Indiana basketball at all, you know Kerry Brown is back at Rushville now. Former coach at South Dearborn and Connersville and former coach at Rushville is back at Rushville. And if you know Kerry Brown, you know he loves those low-scoring games. His teams are going to defend you very well, and I'm sure that was the case last night in that low-scoring game. Kept Rushville in the ball game, but Franklin County able to pull it out in the end, Steve.
Yes, they were. Got their first, the big road win. Also, it's their first conference game. Kind of interesting with the Franklin County schedule. They've already played three games in the EIAC so far early on this year.
Indeed. Well, we're going to take our first break of the night. We come back. We'll have Steve break down both these teams for you as we get ready for tip-off of tonight's contest. You're listening to high school basketball from South Ripley High School on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Thank you very much to the birthday boy, Brent Lee, back in the studio. Had a birthday yesterday, a big one, ended in zero. Started with the square root of 25. You figure it out from there, Stevie G. I'm not going to tell him. You know, it'd be rude to tell his age on the air, right?
That it definitely would.
But except he's younger than both of us, which is a little bit of a concern for me. But, yeah.
He's got to hit the halfway mark of something if he can also put that together.
There you go. Indeed. Rob Moorhead and Stevie G back with you here from South Ripley High School. As we get ready for this matchup tonight between Franklin County and South Ripley, Steve, take a look at this Franklin County Wildcat Ball Club and tell us a little bit about them.
Well, certainly the Wildcats, as we mentioned, they're coming in at 1-3. They got their first win last night, a 33-29 road win at Rushville. They've also had that was their third conference game of the season. They dropped earlier matchups to Lawrenceburg and to South Dearborn. That South Dearborn game, I know, went into overtime. As we mentioned, Eli Butt coming in averaging 13.5 points tonight. Injured will not be playing tonight. Also, Landon Johnson not playing. Some of us look for probably more from Franklin County from 6-foot junior Quinn Gilman coming in averaging 6.5. And they got 6'2" sophomore Carter Dozier, who's averaging 4.5. Dozier leads the team in rebounds at 6.5. So certainly, I think for Coach Mark Foster, he's going to look for those two gentlemen to step up a little bit tonight and maybe pick up some of the slack for Butt and Johnson being out.
Thank you very much, Steve. And you talk about Wes Gilman. Folks who listen to basketball football around the area as well know that name. His dad, Wes Gilman, is the head football coach. Quinn is the player tonight, 6-foot junior, as Steve mentioned. Talked to Wes before the game. Quinn missed majority of the football season with a broken thumb that happened early in the season. And he's back now playing basketball. And Wes tells me he's probably 85-90%. So he's still got a little ways to go in his recovery. But I know it'd be good to see him back out on the floor here in basketball. A good athlete there at Franklin County.
Yes, it is. And he's coming in averaging 6.5 points, 2.5 assists, 2.5 rebounds, and a steal a game. So he's kind of what does Dick Vitale refer to it? The stat sheet stuffer for Franklin County, it looks like.
Steve talked about this team. They average 38.8 points a game, giving up 46.5 on the season. Shooting-wise, Steve, they're 15 for 55, 27% from three for the team. From two-point range, 26 out of 70 for 37%. Free throw-wise, not great, 25 out of 46, 54% from the free throw line. So a team that is struggling a little bit offensively. Of course, they graduated a young man by the name of Cox last year, who I think was the leading scorer in program history and had just a great career there at Franklin County.
Yes, they did. A very, very fine athlete, very, very fine basketball player. You mentioned those free throw numbers. Through four games, only 46 free throw attempts. They're not getting to the line that often as well as not hitting when they do get there.
Indeed. So that'll be interesting tonight and see how this matchup plays out. But, Steve, tell us a little bit about South Ripley. The Raiders, 3-1 record. What do they look like?
Well, the Raiders, as you mentioned, 3-1. They lost their first game, the Turkey Shootout at Jacksonville game. You heard right here on Country 103.9 WRBI. You and I were in Jacksonville that night. Since then, the Raiders have turned it on, winning their last three, including a big 61-47 win over Hauser last night. Also including this streak, I think they had a double-digit win at North Decatur. In that streak from here at Versailles, they beat North Harris. That's two sectional foes they've knocked off. And for the Raiders, you're looking at the dynamic duo of the juniors, Blaine Ward and Cole Henry. Ward coming in averaging 20 points a contest. Henry coming in averaging 19. Those two gentlemen certainly are going to be big. Henry, nice size inside, 6'7". Ward's going to be out running the point tonight. And they're getting some nice contributions from some other players. Chancey Volts averages 7.5, leads the team in assists at 4.5 a game. And we mentioned Henry not only has 19 points, he's averaging darn near a double-double with 9.5 rebounds a game for the Raiders as well.
Tough matchup for anybody is Cole Henry, and that proved to be a big factor in last night's game at Hauser. Of course, those of you who've been around also know that my son Trent is the head coach over at Hauser, so that was an interesting night last night. Trent's got a decent team there at Hauser, but they were unable to hang with South Ripley's talent last night. Through the first half, it was a two-point game with about 30 seconds to go in the half. South Ripley got a bucket to go up four, and then Blaine Ward made one of the plays of the game where he faked like he was running back down the floor, stepped back in the passing lane, stole the inbounds pass, and laid it in. So a four-point play put South Ripley up six going into the halftime intermission. That was a momentum builder for the Raiders, and they were able to come out and build on that lead. Got it to double digits early in the third quarter, forced Hauser into situations where they had to trap. And when you have to do that against a South Ripley team that has guards like the two Volts boys and Binion and also Ward that can all get to the rim, you create angles for people to drive and dish. And that's exactly what South Ripley did. And their players around did a great job of making shots as well. Not only Henry's 20 and Ward's 14, but Chancey Volts dropped in 3 3-pointers last night for 9 points in that ball game. Ethan Johnson got 6 points as well. In that North Decatur game, Steve, Ethan Johnson went off for 16 in that contest, making 4 threes in that ball game, showing a side of his game that we hadn't seen all that frequently in the past. So Ethan is certainly a weapon as well. And then also Drew Volts had 4 points for the Raiders last night. Mason McNew came off the bench to get four. Banyan had three, and Bryson Sipples had one to round out the scoring for South Ripley. They average 63.5 points a game, giving up 50.5 on defense. So, Steve, you're looking at a game. If this game is played in the 50s and 60s tonight, it is way going to be in the favor of South Ripley. I think Franklin County's chance to keep this game close is to try to keep it a low-scoring, slower-tempo ball game. I will say this. It doesn't matter who's on the floor for Franklin County and Coach Mark Foster. They are going to defend, and they're going to defend hard. They're physical. They're strong. They're going to defend you, and it doesn't matter what kind of offensive talent they happen to have. There will be no questioning their defensive effort.
That's very true, Coach Foster. In his third year, Franklin County's got 29 career wins. He's kind of turned that program boosted. You mentioned losing, I believe his name is Chad Cox, last year off the roster, graduated. But he's kind of changed the culture of Franklin County. They've, you know, 2 years ago, another went to the sectional final game against Lawrenceburg. Unfortunately, they fell to the Tigers that night. Last year, they had a nice season as well. So he's got the program going in the right direction out in Brookville.
No doubt about it. And Mark Foster was a fine athlete in his own right and does a nice job on the sideline. And he'll continue to keep this team playing hard and keep them in ball games. We talked shooting statistics for Franklin County, looking at that for South Ripley. From three-point range, Steve, they're 26-93, 28%. Now, that's kind of rebounding, if you will, from a game where you and I saw them go 2-for-19 in the opener against Jackson Dell, and that's the only blemish on the South Ripley record, and may end up in the end being a good thing for them because it kind of sent them a wake-up call that, hey, we got to change the way we're doing some things and give Coach Sevy Beach credit because since that time, the Raiders have been putting points on the board and shooting it a lot better. From two, they're 63 out of 100 for 63%. From the free throw line, shooting very well, 79% on the year, 50 out of 63. So the shooting statistics definitely in the favor of South Ripley when you compare these two teams.
That's true. Looking at individuals, you mentioned the two-pointers for South Ripley. Ward averaging 70% on two. Ethan Johnson, 73%, 66% for Cole Henry. And Chancey Volch, you mentioned him being that little third spark, and I'm not trying to say little, but just that third player, that third spoke in the wheel, averaging 47% from threes, only 15 attempts, but that's certainly very well. You mentioned Ethan Johnson now 4 of 8 from threes for the year.
And we saw that shooting again last night out of Chancey Volts making three threes in that game over at Hauser. So we're going to take another timeout. We come back. We'll get ready for the starting lineups as we approach tip-off here of this ball game between Franklin County at South Ripley from South Ripley High School here on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech Visit Days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier Dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Welcome back to South Ripley High School. Rob Moorhead, Steve Geesting with you. Brent Lee back in the studio for us tonight running the board. JV game already in the books tonight. Saw the Franklin County Wildcats hang on for a 10-point victory over South Ripley, 47-37. It's a game Franklin County jumped out big on South Ripley. They had a double-digit lead early in the first quarter and built that to 20 at some points in the first half. South Ripley got it all the way back to 6 in the second half. They were unable to get closer than that. Franklin County able to make some free throws down the stretch and hold on for a 47-37 victory in the JV contest. This game tonight will mark the fourth matchup between Franklin County and South Ripley over the last 35 years. Franklin County holds a 2-1 advantage in that series right now, including last year. This time last year at Franklin County, the Wildcats got a 58-41 victory over South Ripley up in Brookville, Indiana. this time last season. So that's kind of where we are, Steve, as we count down, and we're coming close to national anthem time. But
we're
going to take a break when we hit that point, and we'll come back after the anthem, and Steve's going to run down the lineups for you for both of these ball clubs. And around the area tonight, some other games going on. Batesville is at Southwestern. Franklin County right here at South Ripley. Jacksonville is at South Decatur. And Milan is at Edinburgh. Also, I believe Connersville is at Pendleton Heights. And South Dearborn is at Harrison, Ohio. At this time, we'll take a two-minute timeout. Come back after the national anthem on WRBI. 103.9 WRBI.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. For over a century, JC Bank has offered banking, investments, and trust services to South Central Indiana. And there's exciting news for Decatur County. JC Bank is opening soon in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street. Whether you need a high interest savings account or a mortgage, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And welcome back to South Ripley High School. Rob Moorhead, Steve Geesting with you. You're ready for tip-off between the Franklin County Wildcats and the South Ripley Raiders here in high school boys basketball action. We just had the national anthem by the South Ripley Pep Band tonight under the direction of Ellen Fennell. Steve, Ellen got to march in the parade, in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Nice. In the director of band, in the band of band directors, easy for me to say. It was saluting America's band directors. She was one of only three band directors from the state of Indiana that got to participate in that parade. It was a very cool moment for her. She had a great experience out there, and it's great to see a band director representing Southeast Indiana in the Macy's Parade this past year. Stevie, let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight. First of all, for the visiting Franklin County Wildcats.
They'll start a forward tonight, 6'2", sophomore number 32, Carter Dozier. The other forward, 6'1", junior number 22, Nicholas Van Oven. At the guard spots tonight is a 6-foot junior in Isaiah Kemp, number 10. Number 12, Quinn Gilman. He's a 6-foot junior. And the third guard, 6-foot sophomore, number 34, Carson Allen. Again, for the Wildcats, it's Dozier and Van Oven at the forward spots, Kemp, Gilman, and Allen at the guards. For the home team, the South Ripley Raiders tonight, they'll start three guards and two forwards. The guards tonight, 5'8", freshman number 21, Drew Voltz. 6-foot junior, number 24, Blaine Ward. 5'11", junior, 32, Chancey Voltz. At the forward spot, 6'7", junior Cole Henry, and 6'4", senior Ethan Johnson rounds out the starting lineup at forward. Again, for the Raiders tonight, it's Volton Ward at the guards with Henry and Johnson up front.
Thank you very much, Steve G. Mark Foster in his third season, 29-23 at Franklin County, Seve Beach. Second season here at South Ripley, 14-14. Seventh year overall, 57-86 is Coach Seve Beach. Teams are out on the floor. The Raiders in their home whites tonight, trimmed in green. Franklin County.
Forest green.
Yeah, there you go. Forest green. Thank you, Stevie. Franklin County in their road navy blues tonight, trimmed in silver. Cole Henry stands in, ready to jump center for South Ripley. I believe that's number 32, Carter Dozier, in there for Franklin County. South Ripley will be going from our left to our right as we look across from the home side bleachers in the top row. Ball is up, tipped, and controlled into the backcourt, and it's picked up by Dozier, and he's not allowed to do that since he was the one jumping center, so that'll give South Ripley the first possession of the basketball, Steve.
Yes, it will. So the Raiders will get that first possession. Well, as you mentioned, they're going right to left tonight, or left to right here in the first half for us.
Looks like Franklin County's going to open up man-to-man with the basketball. Is Volt Drew with it. He goes high post to Ethan Johnson. They're going high low with it into Henry. Henry got too far underneath the bank board and tried to shoot the basketball, put it off the back corner of the bank board. Franklin County comes out of there with a loose ball. Good idea for South Ripley, just unable to complete the high low.
As you mentioned, a good high low Johnson down to Henry, but Henry just got pushed underneath the basket too far.
Franklin County running some motion offense here against the South Ripley man-to-man, driving from the right side to the basket. Kicking out for a three, Carson Allen on the assist, and Nicholas Van Oven. And Nicholas Van Oven drains the three to get the scoring started. South Ripley trails by the 3-0 to start this ball game. Henry has it top of the key for the Raiders, picks up his dribble, gives it right side to Johnson. Goes out between the circles to Blaine Ward. Back to Johnson on the right baseline. Chancey Volts with it, dribbling in toward the paint, spins, kicks it out. Nice pass far side to Drew Volts, left corner. He'll bring it back out to Chancey. Good patience here for South Ripley. Nice defense by Franklin County, Steve.
Wildcats very patient on defense and holding out South Ripley, and then we'll get the ball inside right now.
Volts has it. It's Drew driving into the paint. Puts up a nice running jump shot and drops it in for two. The freshman gets South Ripley on the board. They're behind 3-2 to Franklin County.
And just as I say, they can't get the ball inside. Drew Volts finds the lane, takes it into the lane for the hit, for the running layup.
Drew averages 4 points a ball game. Franklin County running a little weave. Gilman has it. Pulls up for a 10-footer right side. No good. Rebound put back up by Van Oven. No good. Ball bounces out of bounds. Keep it with Franklin County. Quinn Gilman, a 6-foot junior, is a good-looking athlete wearing number 12. He'll inbound the ball underneath the Franklin County basket. Franklin County running a box formation. They get it into Isaiah Kemp. They swing it around the perimeter over in the hands of Carson Allen. He picks it up the free throw line. Finds Gilman on a back cut. Gilman puts up a jump hook right side of the lane. No good. Drew Volts comes out of there with it. Finds Chancey left side. Three on the way. Long rebound battled for Franklin County. Comes away with it. Here comes Isaiah Kemp after that rebound. Looks over to the bench, and Coach Foster says, slow her down, boys. They do not want to get in a running contest here with South Ripley.
Yeah, we talked about pace in the pregame show. Franklin County wants to play this in the 40s.
3-2, Franklin County on top. They're running five-out motion here against this South Ripley man-to-man. Top of the key to the basketball is Quinn Gilman, left side. Gives it up to Van Oven. Van Oven goes right side with it to Isaiah Kemp. Now to Gilman on the right wing. Gilman being guarded closely by Volts. They give it up on the baseline. Nice drive into the paint. Jump stop by Allen. He kicks it out left side. They take it to Van Oven on the baseline. Swing it back out to Allen. Now he hands it over to Gilman.
Extremely good patience here by Franklin County. They've got a couple decent looks, but turned them down. Looking for that better shot inside.
Continue to move the ball around the perimeter. Van Oven has it right wing, being guarded by Ethan Johnson. They bring it out top to Gilman. Raider fans happy with the defense here as South Ripley stays with their man-to-man. Left side with the basketball is Isaiah Kemp on top of the key to Dozier. Dozier being guarded by Henry goes right side with it to Gilman. Back out to Carson Allen, dribbling into the free throw circle. Now kicks it out to Van Oven. He drives baseline three on the way. Long put up that time by Isaiah Kemp, but Franklin County controls the offensive rebound. They get it out to Allen for a three from the top of the key, and he drained it.
Good ball move there by Franklin County. That's their second three of the game. They've got three offensive rebounds here in the first 3.5 minutes.
Henry quickly tries to answer with a three for South Ripley and gets the friendly roll. Henry rolls it in for a tray. Make it 6-5. Henry's first basket of the game.
Pays to know your gym when you're shooting at home. Henry got that soft touch off the rim.
Five out motion for Franklin County against this South Ripley man-to-man. We saw about 15 passes in the last possession. I think that'll be the rule tonight, Steve.
Yeah, Franklin County running a lot of motion, a lot of cuts down the middle, and South Ripley able to handle the cuts at the moment. Franklin County is still being very patient, looking for that good shot.
Van Oven swings it to Allen, top of the key. Allen kicks it out left side to Kemp. They go down to the baseline with it to Carter Dozier. Back out to Van Oven. He drives, now kicks it back out top, and they swing it around left wing. Carter Dozier hands it off to Gilman. Gilman's at the top of the key, being guarded by Drew Volts. We're at 3:42 to play here in the first quarter. Franklin County on top 6-5. Franklin County dribbling between the circles. Now a handoff to Van Oven, top of the key. Van Oven guarded by Ethan Johnson, drops back to the center circle. Now re-enters the offense. It's into the hands of Carter Dozier this time. Between the circles, Gilman over to Van Oven.
This possession coming up on over a minute long here for Franklin County.
And it's stolen. Ward gets the steal. He's got a run out. Ward, long stride, goes up for the layup. A good hustle by Isaiah Kemp to knock that ball out of bounds. Keep it with South Ripley.
Good job by Kemp to get back on defense, not give up on the play, and got back and got the deflection out of bounds, forcing South Ripley to inbound on the baseline.
It'll be Chancey Volts to throw the ball inbound. 3:10 to go here. They find Drew wide open right corner. Three on the way. It's short. Nice box outs and rebound for Franklin County. On that rebound with Nicholas Van Oven, the junior. They get it down court quickly, and another three by Carson Allen out of the left corner, and he got it. Three corner threes here for Franklin County to put them on top 9-5. Blaine Ward tries to answer from the right wing from three. It's no good, and Franklin County gets the rebound, and Mark Foster again says, slow it down.
So far, statistically, Rob, the Wildcats out-rebounding South Ripley 7-1 here in this first quarter.
That ball is kicked out of bounds by Ethan Johnson on the cross-court pass. Keep it with Franklin County, 2:40 to go in the half, or excuse me, in the quarter, I should say. 9-5, Franklin County on top, Steve.
Yeah, all three-pointers here for the Wildcats early on. They're 3 of 7 from the field. South Ripley, they are 2 of 7 from the field. They got a field goal and a three-point basket.
A team that came in shooting 15 for 55 from the three-point line has made 3 of them already here in the early going. South Ripley going to a 1-2-2 three-quarter court zone here, Steve.
Yeah, trying to speed up the pace and maybe get the tempo and get some of these steals. You got Johnson out in front of this, and it's so long out there.
Franklin County moves it around. They drive it on the baseline. Dozier takes it in, now kicks it out right wing. Back to Dozier in the corner. He throws it inside to Van Oven. A little jump hook off the block, no good. Nice rebound and a putback. A nice reverse by Carter Dozier. Dozier with the hustle play puts Franklin County on top 11-5.
That was a nice play. Slice through the South Ripley defense to grab that offensive rebound and then put like a almost a little bit reverse layup up.
South Ripley gets it quickly down court. Ward catches the ball far left wing. Takes a step in, puts up a three, and he drains it to make it 11-8. Ward's first basket of the contest. South Ripley back in the 1-2-2. Ethan Johnson on the point of that has some long arms. They get it inside, kick it around to Carson Allen at left corner. Ward goes out there to apply pressure this time. Knocks the ball out of bounds. Keep it with Franklin County. 1:42 to play in the quarter. 11-8. Wildcats on top. Franklin County inbound right in front of the South Ripley bench. They get it into Gilman. He goes to Dozier, back to Gilman, right wing. Gilman back to Dozier, right corner, back to Gilman. They're playing catch over there against this Raiders zone. Franklin County set up in a 2-1-2 against this 1-2-2 matchup for South Ripley. Franklin County has it to Isaiah Kemp. Kemp brings it left side to Allen. Allen goes cross-court with it to Gilman, and we're at 1:19 to play here in the first quarter. Just the pace Franklin County wants to play here. Dozier has it. He's going to be trapped down there. Gets rid of to Van Oven. Drop step. Goes up right over front of the rim and misses the bunny. Ward comes out of there with a rebound for South Ripley, and here come the Raiders. Volts goes cross-court to Binion. Open in the corner is Henry for three, and it's short this time. Rebound battled for, and Franklin County comes out of there with it. 50 seconds to go. If you had a time of possession running, Steve.
Oh, it's definitely in Franklin County.
Oh, boy. They are having slow, deliberate possession. South Ripley wanting to speed this thing up. Cross-court pass against this 1-2-2 zone. Allen has it for another three out of the corner. This one's long. Henry clears the rebound for South Ripley. Here comes Blaine Ward across the timeline. Ward exploring. Nice pass inside to Ethan Johnson, and Johnson lays it in for two. Great vision by Blaine Ward that time to find Johnson, make it 11-10, Franklin County by one.
Yeah, good vision by Ward. Johnson posts up on the right, left block him all alone. Yeah, I think Franklin County's going to go for the final shot here, Rob.
I would agree. There's the cross-court pass. They get it over to Allen, far side. Picks up his dribble, brings it out to Gilman, quickly around to Dozier. Dozier driving toward the paint, now kicks it out to Allen. Allen can't handle the pass, almost into the backcourt. He saves it in, and there's the buzzer to end quarter number one. And the Franklin County Wildcats, at the first break, hold an 11-10 lead over the South Ripley Raiders. We'll take a 60-second timeout. Be back with more right after this
here on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
Finding heart problems early can add years to your life and ensure you're healthy for what lies ahead. That's why Margaret Mary Health partners with the Christ Hospital to offer an affordable vascular screening for just $49. This 30-minute screening is recommended if you are 60 and older or over the age of 50 and have risk factors for heart disease. Appointments are available at Margaret Mary's main campus every Tuesday. For an appointment, call 812-933-5602.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and Gehring's. Alongside Steve Giesing, I'm Rob Moorhead, 11-10. Franklin County on top of South Ripley, Steve, playing at Franklin County's pace right now.
Yes, they are. The pace definitely very much in favor of the Wildcats. They've had long possessions, 35, 40 seconds of possession. Good defense on South Ripley, not getting impatient on the defensive end, still forcing Franklin County to wait. And the big difference right now is in threes. Franklin County 3 of 4 from beyond the arc. Both teams has 4 field goals in the first quarter. It's just Franklin County's got one more three than South Ripley.
Right now, Franklin County is getting ready to inbound the basketball, but Carson Allen appears to have a bloody nose of some sort or some blood coming off his face. They're wiping that up, and he's going into the training room, I think, to get looked at. And so Carter Dozier is going to check back into the game for Franklin County as they'll have the first possession here of quarter number 2.
It was like Blake Stevenson checks in at the quarter break for the Wildcats, Rob. You know, these long possessions make it hard on us because we can't get commercials or spots in.
And we run out of things to talk about, don't we,
yeah,
Steve?
Yeah, no breaks in at all. No free throws at all in the game? No fouls in the game.
I don't think there's been a foul called yet, so it's been a very slow game so far. And now I think maybe there's some blood on the court as well, and that's what it is. Mark Foster actually taking a towel out there to the officials, and they're going to wipe up a couple spots on the court. Sevy Beach going to take the cleaner out. So we get the cleaner done professionally here. So while they're taking care of this, Brent, while we're going to send it back to you for a 30-second timeout, and we'll come back with second quarter action right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
Make cleanup easy with a new Whirlpool dishwasher. You won't have leftover dishes to hand wash with the flexibility to fit tall items in the adjustable upper rack and room for 14 place settings. Plus, you can skip scrubbing and pre-rinsing when you use the boost cycle. Shop Gehring's to see how Whirlpool dishwashers can help you manage your family's mealtime messes. Gehring's and Whirlpool, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Alongside Steve Giesing, I'm Rob Moorhead. Welcome back to South Ripley High School. Ready for second quarter action here. Franklin County Wildcats will have the basketball. Blood has been cleaned up off the floor. We're ready to go here in the second quarter action. 11-10 is our score. Gilman will bring it up for Franklin County. South Ripley's gone back man-to-man. Franklin County in a five-out motion offense. Checking in for Franklin County, as Steve said, was Blake Stevenson. He's got the ball at the top of the key. Brings it over left side to Isaiah Kemp. Kemp tries to get it to Dozier. Dozier fumbled it, now catches it, drives in, kicks it out right side. Now Franklin County swings it back out to Nicholas Van Oven. There's a handoff to Gilman. He's going to pull up from 15 feet. No good. On the rebound, there will be our first foul of the game as Drew Volts went up to get it, Steve, but I believe he was fouled.
Looks like it's going to go against the Wildcats here. And it will be against number 32, Carter Dozier of Franklin County. That's his first, team's first of the quarter. Also substitution for South Ripley at the quarter break. Number 34, Mason McNew now in the game, Rob.
Mason, a sophomore, got some time in the JV game as well. He had big minutes last night for South Ripley, getting 4 points in that win over Hauser. Franklin County has now gone 2-3 zone here in the second quarter. They go high post to McNew.
gives it a baseline to Ethan Johnson. He swings it around to Ward, out to Drew Volz at the center circle. Volz goes left side to Binion, back to Volz. Now Ward has it right wing. South Ripley being patient here offensively. Ward gets it back from Volz. One dribble, picks it up, kicks it around. They go left side to Binion. Ward, long three, right side, got it. Blaine Ward drains the three from the right wing, his second three of the night, giving him 6 points, giving South Ripley their first lead of the ball game, 13-11.
That was a deep three, too. That was probably 3 or 4 feet behind the three-point arc.
He can shoot that. If you're going to play zone, you got to know where he is. South Ripley stays man-to-man this possession. Gilman with the basketball on the right wing. Gives it out to Van Oven, guarded by Ethan Johnson. Van Oven drives into the paint, now kicks it out into the hands of Dozier. Dozier on the right wing, gives it back to Van Oven. Now they go top to Gilman. Drew Volz checks him. They go right side with the basketball to Kemp. Kemp gives it back to Van Oven. And it's Franklin County, patient with this motion offense. Ethan Johnson forcing a count on Van Oven. He drives toward the basket, picks it up, dribbles it, throws it cross court to Dozier.
Now they get
and
the
Dozier
travel.
Called for the travel.
South Ripley fans wanted the first travel violation. Didn't get that call, but then on the second violation, they did pick up the travel.
Cole Henry checks back into the ballgame for South Ripley along with Bryson Sipples getting his first action. Drew Volz and Ethan Johnson check out. Raiders come down court against this 2-3 zone for Franklin County. Left side, Binion has the basketball. He'll bring it out to Ward. Ward goes high post to Henry. Henry turns, faces, drives to the basket, loses it out of bounds, and they will say off of Henry's leg. So give credit to Blake Stevenson on the defense there. Turnover gives it back to Franklin County.
Yeah, just had Henry had a little bit of a high dribble and couldn't really control it as he went down trying to go up on that baseline jumper, and only the first turnover of the game for South Ripley.
5:45 to play here in half number one. South Ripley on top, 13-11. Van Oven comes off a high ball screen, tries to find Dozier on the screen and roll. Ball heading out of bounds. Mason McNew tries to save it in, but in doing so, he stepped on the baseline, give it right back to Franklin County.
So does that count as a turnover for both teams?
I think it will, because South Ripley had possession as Mason tried to save it in. Gilman will inbound it under the Franklin County basket. He gets it in to Kemp. Kemp swings it out to Van Oven. They go left side to Stevenson. Now back on top with it to Kemp. Gilman has it on the right wing, being guarded by Sipples. Left side, Kemp. One dribble, puts up a 15-footer. It's long. Rebound to Henry. Here come the Raiders. He gets it ahead to Ward. Blaine driving down the right side. Flips it up from the right side. Just short. Will not go, and Franklin County comes out with a rebound. Approaching 5 minutes to play in the half. South Ripley on top by two. Franklin County goes 1-4 high with the basketball here. Gilman dribbling on the right wing, being guarded by Sipples. Brings it out top to Kemp. Kemp drives into the paint, kicks it out. Three on the way by Gilman, no good. Henry with the rebound for South Ripley. Flips it over to Ward. Blaine looks over to Coach Beach, and Coach Beach wants him to slow down here. Wants to get players set. He wants Sipples to take the point, and he does so. Sipples brings it right side to Blaine Ward. Goes baseline to Cole Henry. Franklin County extending this zone to try to get the South Ripley shooters. Here comes Ward between the circles. Picks it up at the volleyball line. Goes high post to Henry. Right side to Sipples. Back to Ward. Long three on the way. Off the back rim. Rebound battled for, and Gilman comes down with a nice athletic move by Gilman to be able to keep his balance there as he got that rebound in traffic, Steve.
Yeah, he did. Skied very well for the rebound. Came down, kind of go into a little squat motion, but put the ball on the floor to make sure he didn't travel.
Van Oven has it on the left wing. He comes off a high ball screen from Stevenson, dribbling to the top of the key. Finds Gilman on the right baseline. Gilman driving, kicks it back into the hands of Carter Dozier, and Dozier is going to get called for the second traveling violation of the quarter, Steve.
Yeah, it's the fourth turnover of the game against Franklin County. Dozier had a nice job. He got into the lane and was looking to pass it out, and the pass wasn't there, and unfortunately took the extra step for Franklin County.
5'9 sophomore Brady Foster checks in for Franklin County. I'm going to bet that's the son of Coach Mark Foster. Also checking back in, Carson Allen. Sorry, Steve.
That's what I'm about to say. Allen had a leave from a minute ago with a nosebleed as we started the quarter, so good to see that young man back on the floor as well.
South Ripley with a basketball and a 2-point lead as we have played half of quarter number two. Just 3:50 left to play here in the first half. South Ripley goes baseline to Henry. Cross-court pass to Drew Volz. Now Chansey in the corner.
Only 3 points in the quarter, correct, Rob?
Indeed. Franklin County playing this 2-3 zone, really slowing down the speed of this game. They South Ripley tries to go on a skip pass to Chancey Volts on the right wing. Ball goes through his hands and out of bounds. Give it back to Franklin County.
Third turnover of the game for the Raiders. Just trying to go a little bit too long in the pass, just a little bit over McNew's head.
Ethan Johnson checks back in. Mason McNew will have a seat. Franklin County a chance to tie or take a lead here with 3:33 to play in half number one.
Raiders switch back to the man-to-man on this possession down the floor.
Carson Allen has it out between the circles, now right side to Van Oven. They come left side with it. Over to Brady Foster. Stevenson has it, tries to go top of the key with it. Into the hands of Kemp. Kemp loses the handle, gets it back, now gives it off to Van Oven. Van Oven on the drive, loses the handle on the basketball. Ethan Johnson comes away with it, gets it ahead to Bennion. Bennion finds Cole Henry streaking down the court. Cole goes up for the reverse on the right side, but a whistle and a foul as the shot does not go in. But Cole Henry will be going to the free throw line, Steve.
He will. That foul is going to go on Isaiah Kemp of Franklin County. That's his first, team's second, and our first free throws of the game coming up. A lot of contact on the play, kind of a delayed whistle, but referee did come in and call the foul on the Wildcats as Henry shoots the first and sinks it.
4 points on the night for Cole Henry. Cole comes in 11 for 16 from the free throw line at 69%. Second free throw for Henry. Missed it long. Rebound battled for, and it goes out of bounds. I think it's off of Franklin County. It was being chased by Carson Allen, and good job by Henry to get over there and knock it off of Allen's leg. Key to possession with South Ripley. They'll inbound in front of the Franklin County bench. They go to Ward in the corner, right in front of Foster. Nice bounce pass into Cole Henry. Henry, one dribble. Little spin move at the block. Shot up, no good, but he's going back to the free throw line, Steve.
Yes, he is. Blake Stevenson picks that foul for Franklin County. That's his first, team's third. You mentioned Henry back to the line. A good move, power move down low as he uses that 6'7" frame down to get the shot off.
First free throw up and good. And just a nice bounce pass inside by Blaine Ward to get Henry that opportunity. Henry makes good on both free throws. 6 points on the night for Cole. South Ripley, their biggest lead of the night, 16-11.
Franklin County on a drought here. They've yet to score here in the second quarter. It's over 5 minutes of action. They have yet to get a field goal.
Van Oven has the basketball, brings it out to the center circle to reset the offense against this South Ripley man-to-man. Brady Foster back to Van Oven, left wing. Van Oven guarded by Johnson, brings it out into the hands of Carson Allen. He goes right side to Kemp. Kemp gives it up over there on the far side into the hands of Brady Foster, and now we're going to have a foul against South Ripley on a little bump there, Steve.
Yeah, they're going to whistle Blaine Ward for that one of the Raiders. That's his first, team's first. Just got a little bit of contact, got him on a hand check.
Franklin County inbounds the basketball. It's Brady Foster with it. Comes left side to Carson Allen. They swing it all the way around to Kemp against this South Ripley man-to-man. Back to Allen. Right side now to Stevenson. Stevenson being guarded by Blaine Ward. Gives it up to Foster. Raiders switch on that one. Van Oven has it left wing against Henry. Henry reaching. No foul call there into Carson Allen. Allen drives into the paint. Kicks it out to Isaiah Kemp. Good ball movement and player movement right here for Franklin County in this possession. South Ripley's having to chase. Franklin County swings it all the way around the perimeter now, and it's knocked out of the hands of Van Oven by Drew Volts. Volts looks ahead to Henry, but Henry didn't see the pass coming, and Franklin County gets it back. 1:43 to play in the half. Raiders on top by five.
We mentioned Franklin County yet to score here in the quarter, but I only got it for 3 shot attempts here in this second quarter.
There's a drive and a knockdown. No contact, or excuse me, no call, I should say. Ball kicked out to Stevenson. He puts up a 3, no good. On the rebound, we got a whistle and a foul, and I believe it's going to go against South Ripley.
They're going to whistle that one on Drew Volts. That's his first. That's the Raiders' second of the quarter. You mentioned it's getting very physical down there. The refs are letting them play at the moment.
They are. There was a lot of contact out there between Carson Allen and Blaine Ward. Blaine trying to draw the charge, but no call on that one. Franklin County inbounds off of ball screens. Isaiah Kemp puts up a 3, and he got it. Kemp's first basket of the game. Franklin County's first points of the quarter makes it 16-14. Raiders on top by 2, 1:18 to play in the half.
Fourth three-pointer of the game for the Wildcats. They missed their last 3, but they get that one. Nice play off the inbound.
The Volts brothers playing catch. Now they get it down to the baseline to Johnson. He tries to go inside to Henry, and it's stolen out of there by Blake Stevenson. Here comes Franklin County. Van Oven has a lane to the basket. Kicks it out right baseline. Now they swing it all the way around back into that left corner to Stevenson. He drives, spins. Nice little jump hook up and good off the glass. And we are tied at 16 with a minute to go here, less than a minute to play in the half.
That was a nice move by Stevenson. He had the baseline. South Ripley cut him off, but he pivoted on that baseline, spins back into the lane, and puts the layup in.
Franklin County moving well in this zone. Ward drives in. Nice dump off to Henry inside. Henry takes it up strong for two off the Blaine Ward assist. Henry Raiders. Now has eight on the game, Steve.
Raiders using their advantage inside with Henry's size inside.
18-16 South Ripley. Franklin County likely to play for one shot here as we approach 20 seconds to play in the half. There's a drive going up for the shot. No good. Isaiah Kemp and South Ripley's got it back with 15. Volz tries to find Ward streaking down the court. Deflected out of bounds by Foster. Keep it with South Ripley. 12 seconds to play here in the first half.
Raiders going to bring Mason McNew back in for this final 12.8 seconds. 12 and 8 tenths, if you will, for your track aficionados out there.
Blaine Ward throws it in. Cole Henry on the catch. Henry drives, gives it back to Ward, who stepped back in. Blaine has it in the corner, gets around his man, puts up a running one-hander, no good. Rebound Franklin County with three. They get it ahead to Allen. Two dribbles, shot up at the buzzer, no good. Would have been good if it went. A three-pointer from the right wing, but the buzzer marks the end of half number one, and South Ripley will go to the locker room with an 18-16 lead over Franklin County. We'll take a two-minute timeout and come back with our halftime show right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
This is the Halftime Show from 103.9 WRBI. Now, let's take a look at game stats and area scores.
Welcome back to South Ripley High School for our Halftime Show. Rob Moorhead, Steve Geesting with you. We're at the half. The South Ripley Raiders have an 18-16 lead over the Franklin County Wildcats. Franklin County was hot in the first quarter. They started the game off with a couple of threes to take an early lead en route to an 11-10 lead after quarter number one. The second quarter was a low-scoring one for both teams, as South Ripley able to get 8 points on the board to only five for Franklin County. South Ripley goes into the half with an 18-16 advantage. Leading scores on the night, or scoring on the night, I should say, for South Ripley being led by 6'7 junior Cole Henry. He's got 8 points on the night, followed closely by Blaine Ward with six. 2 points for Ethan Johnson and two for Drew Volz. So again, eight for Henry, six for Ward, two each for Drew Volz and Ethan Johnson. That's the 18 points for South Ripley. For Franklin County, five players in the scoring column, led by six from Carson Allen. 2 3-pointers in that first quarter for Carson for his 6 points. Isaiah Kemp has a three, as does Nicholas Van Oven. And then two each from Carter Dozier and Blake Stevenson. Again, six for Allen,
three each for Kemp and Van Oven, and two each for Dozier and Blake Stevenson, makes 16 for Franklin County. Stevie, what's it look like from the team standpoint?
We'll start first with South Ripley. The Raiders, 3 of 7 from 2, 43%, 3 of 8 from beyond the arc, 38%. They were 6 of 15 from the field in the first half, 40%. They had the only free throws of the half. They were 3 of 4 at the line. I believe those were all Cole Henry free throws, 75%. They had 7 rebounds all on the defensive end. They turned the ball over 5 times. They commit 2 personal fouls. Franklin County, 2 of 11 from inside the arc, 18%. 4 of 8 from beyond, though, 50%. 6 of 19 from the field in the first half, 32%. They did not get to the free throw line at all. They had 14 rebounds, 9 defensive, 5 offensive. They turned the ball over 7 times, and they commit 3 personal fouls.
Thank you very much, Stevie G. One score I can pass along. The Hauser Jets are on top of Union County by a score of 18-6 with a couple of minutes left to play in the first half. Actually, Green Rain start the second quarter play, it looks like, thanks to the magic of YouTube. The Hauser Jets trying to bounce back from that loss to South Ripley last night, and 18-6 over Union County. We're going to take another 2-minute timeout, and we'll come back with more of our halftime show right after this. Again, here at South Ripley on top of Franklin County by a score of 18-16. You're listening to high school basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere. When you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. For over a century, JC Bank has offered banking, investments, and trust services to South Central Indiana. And there's exciting news for Decatur County. JC Bank is opening soon in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street. Whether you need a high interest savings account or a mortgage, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Ison's Family Pizza, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Bruns Gutzweiler, JC Bank, and Margaret Mary Health. Rob Moorhead, Steve Geesting with you live from South Ripley High School, where the Raiders are on top of Franklin County 18-16, Steve, in a game that is being played at the pace Franklin County needs it to be played if they're going to win this game.
That's absolutely right, Rob. In that first half, we saw Franklin County multiple possessions that took minutes of time off the clock. They were hot from beyond the arc in that first half. South Ripley showed good patience, not pushing them out. They did not put them at the line at all in that first half. So we'll see if in the second half, can South Ripley start to get the pace up in their favor a little bit.
We said Franklin County came into the game averaging 38.8 points a game offensively, while South Ripley averages 63.5. The comment we talked about, Steve, was that if this game is played in the 50s and 60s, it very much favors South Ripley. If it's played in the 30s, it's going to favor Franklin County. You look at where we are, 18-16 at the half. We're on pace to play this game in the 30s. If Mark Foster can keep his team defending the way they are, and more importantly, having the patience they're having on the offensive end, they can make this a game till the end.
Yes, they can. It's been, as we mentioned, very patient. You're right, this game's on pace for a 36-32 finish. South Ripley in that second quarter got the ball down to Henry in the low block a little bit more often. Did a much better job with that. They did get to the line four times in that second quarter, and they started to loosen up a little bit and started to hit some threes as they hit three in that first half after really not starting off too well from beyond the arc.
You know, Steve, we talk about, and if you're listening, you're saying, well, why are you talking about Franklin County staying in the game? Well, they were the underdog coming in. Let's just be honest about it. They come in with a 1-3 record against South Ripley's 3-1 record, and they're playing tonight without leading scorer Eli Butt and one of the other scorers, Landon Johnson. Eli averaging 14 points a game, Landon Johnson averaging 5 points a game. Both those gentlemen are injured right now, not playing in the contest. So you take a team that wasn't scoring a lot of points anyway and take two scorers away from them going against this high-powered South Ripley offense. And then that's why we talk about Franklin County being the underdog and trying to play to their tempo to stay in the game.
That's absolutely right. They're playing the game the way they need to play. They've had some guys step up. Van Ovens has some good moves down the block. Carter Doge, we mentioned him in the pregame show, thinking he's going to have to step up tonight. And Quinn Gilman also stepping up there in that first half for Franklin County. They've had some opportunities. Just need to hit some more shots, and I think they'll be right back in it, staying right in it.
Indeed. That is our halftime show here from South Ripley as we're about 20 seconds away from the inbounds here to start the second half. And Steve, we had another score passed along from Southeast Indiana.
Yes, we did. It's another EIAC-ORVC matchup down at Hanover tonight. At the half, it is Southwestern, the Rebels leading Batesville 43-21.
That was a surprise to both of us, a high-scoring game for the Rebels there, putting up 43. You and I were talking off air about that 2-3 zone that Coach Aaron Garrett likes to play at Batesville, and they play it well. But tonight, Southwestern, I'm betting they're making some threes, Steve, if they got 43 on the board in the first half.
Yeah, that's an impressive number for any half, for any team in the half. And those Rebels, they always run that solid offense down there, Southwestern.
Yeah, they've got athletes there as well. So we'll try to keep an eye on that one as this game goes along. We're ready to start second half action. The Raiders will get the first possession. They'll be going from our right to our left in your mind's eye. South Ripley, Bolts brothers inbounds the basketball. Drew will bring it up, and this second half is underway. Blaine Ward comes off the screen, gets into the paint, kicks it out to Drew, to Chancey, baseline to Drew. Blaine comes off another screen. Now he's top of the key, being guarded by Gilman. Blaine gives it up to Drew in the baseline, left side. He goes inside to Ethan Johnson. Back out to Drew, three on the way, got it. That's been a hot corner tonight, Steve.
Yes, it has. That corner three is from the left side of the lane. Good in and out by South Ripley. They got down to Johnson. The defense had a collapse, and he kicks out the Volts for the open three. And now Volts picked up a foul.
You got it, partner. South Ripley looking like they're trying to pick up a little pressure here to start the second half. And Drew Volts, a little too handsy that time on Gilman, picks up the foul.
It's only his second and the team's first. We mentioned the first half, only five fouls committed between both teams in that first half. And no jump balls either.
Raiders on top by five, Franklin County. Moving the ball against this South Ripley man-to-man. They go top with it to Allen. Allen hands it off to Van Oven. They go left side. Ball fake, step in. 18-footer put up and no good by Kemp. Rebound controlled by South Ripley. They get it quickly down to Ethan Johnson. Back to Henry. Henry on the drive, left side. Leans in and lays it in with the right hand. Nice move by Cole Henry. He's got double figures at 10. Raiders are on top by seven, their biggest lead of the contest.
He used all 6 foot 7 inches of that frame. He got down the baseline, kind of finger rolled there from the right left side into the hoop.
Gilman has it on the far corner for Franklin County. Gives it out top to Allen. Allen at the top of the key goes left side back to Gilman. Baseline now to Dozier. South Ripley stays man-to-man. Back to Van Oven. He brings it right side to Kemp. He drives into the paint, picks up his dribble, looking to get rid of it. Now does so to Van Oven. Top of the key to Dozier. He fumbles it, and nice job by Volts to get the steal. Drew gives it ahead to Blaine Ward. Ward spins into the paint. Shot fake, puts it up, no good, and he is fouled, and Blaine Ward will go to the free throw line to shoot two.
You mentioned Volts. Great job on defense. Franklin County kind of a little lackadaisical going after the ball, and Volts takes advantage and jumps in for the turnover. And that foul is going to be whistled on Carter Dozier of the Wildcats, and that'll be his second, team's first, and first free throws of the half coming up for South Ripley for Blaine Ward.
18 for 25 coming in, 72% for Blaine Ward. The first one goes begging.
Blake Stevenson returning for Franklin County after that foul by Dozier. He'll get a little coaching from Coach Foster.
You got it, Steve. You and I were looking at the exact same thing. Blaine Ward tries to pick up the second one, and he does. 7 points on the evening for Blaine. South Ripley on top, 24-16.
Rob, this feels like a big possession for Franklin County. They do not want to go down double digits here to South Ripley tonight.
Gilman loses his balance. There was some contact there from Drew Volts. Ball goes out to Van Oven. Van Oven drives into the paint, gives it up, and Kemp lays it in off the glass from the left side. 24-18. Lane Ward trying to get into the paint. It's knocked away by Kemp, and here comes Van Oven with it for Franklin County. Van Oven picks it up at the block. Fake, shot up, no good. Rebound battled for Franklin County. Good hustle there. It goes out of bounds off of South Ripley. Thanks to the hustle that time from Franklin County. Doing that was Carson Allen. Allen couldn't grab the ball inbound, so he threw it off of Ethan Johnson. So keep it with Franklin County.
Very heady play there as he's able to save that possession for the Wildcats. They get a chance to score off this turnover.
They inbound on the far sideline, swinging around to Allen. Allen going against Binion, who's checked into the game. Picks up his dribble, kicks it out to Van Oven. Van Oven at the volleyball lines, goes down baseline to Allen. Allen hands it off to Kemp, top of the key. Kemp going against Henry. That's a mismatch inside. They bring it out to Stevenson. Stevenson gets inside the top of the key, kicks it out to Kemp. Kemp left wing back to Stevenson, top of the key. Three on the way from the left-hander, no good. Cole Henry skies for the rebound. Here come the Raiders with a six-point lead in the ball. It's Blaine Ward with the basketball. Franklin County's gone back man-to-man. Blaine Ward has it on the right wing, brings it out top to Ethan Johnson, left side to Binion. They go inside to Henry. Henry's down there on the block, two dribbles into the paint, and it's knocked away and stolen by Kemp. Kemp brings it down court for Franklin County, cross it over. Ward almost had the steal. Van Oven gets it into the paint, gives it off to Stevenson. Stevenson drives hard with the left hand, off the glass and good in front of the basket. Stevenson, his second basket, he's got four, and all of a sudden it's 24-20. Franklin County cuts the lead in half.
Seems like just a minute ago, South Ripley is looking to go up double digits, and Franklin County get right back into it.
Binion puts up a three from the left wing. It's no good. Stevenson clears the glass for Franklin County. 4.5 to play in the quarter. Gilman turns the corner, takes to the basket, and a charging violation, and give Blaine Ward the credit. He took three of those last night against Hauser, takes one in this game against Franklin County.
It'll be Gilman on the foul. It'll be his first, team second.
There's an art to that, Steve, getting in there, taking a charging foul like that. You've got to know when to get there, how to stay motionless until you get hit, and then you got to sell it a little bit.
Oh, yes, you do. And now, Gilman, he probably came from 15, 20 feet out. He got a good head of steam up, so good job by the Raiders staying in there and taking the hit and getting the turnover.
24-20, South Ripley on top by four with the basketball after the charging violation. 4:27 to play here in quarter number three. Drew Volz will bring it up slowly for South Ripley. Franklin County going back zone now, Steve. South Ripley tries to go high post to Ward, and Gavin Binion threw it away. Here comes Franklin County with it. Gilman up to Van Oven. Van Oven hands it off baseline. Allen faked the three. Now he drives. He's into the right block. He kicks it out far side. They swing it around to Stevenson. Pulls up from 15, and he got it. Nice jump shot by the left-handed Blake Stevenson. He's got four in the quarter, six for the game, and all of a sudden it's a two-point game for South Ripley. Henry is going back to the free throw line.
Stevenson will pick that one up for Franklin County, his second, team second here of the quarter.
Nice job by Gavin Binion that time. Drew defense to him and then dumped it off to Henry. Give Henry a chance, looking for points 11 and 12 here for the 6'7 junior. First free throw on the way, and he got it. On the evening's 4 for 5 from there, Steve.
Yes, he is. He's been hot at the line tonight. And again, Franklin County yet to get to the free throw stripe tonight. This is the 8th free throw attempt for South Ripley.
Got it. Nothing but net. 12 now for Cole Henry. Raiders back on top by 4. Franklin County inbounds. Bringing it up for the Wildcats will be the sophomore Brady Foster. Crosses half court where Blaine Ward waits for him. Ward takes him to the left side. They go inside to Stevenson, back out to Foster. Into the hands of Van Oven between the circles, left side to Stevenson. Now on top to Gilman, top of the key. He hands it off to Van Oven. Mark Foster shouting instructions from the sideline. Van Oven looks to go inside to Stevenson. Stevenson, one dribble, kicks it out. Three on the way by Allen, long off the back iron. Allen follows his shot, unable to get the rebound. Mason McNew grabbed it for South Ripley, gets it out to Ward. Blaine finds Henry right wing. Cole fakes, drives in toward the basket. We have a whistle, and a jump ball will be the call, and the alternating possession will give it over to Franklin County.
That was good defense by Stevenson. As Henry was driving through the rain, Stevenson put his hand right on top of the ball. Didn't make any contact, but good tie-up on there. And causes the turnover and gives the ball back to Franklin County. Stevenson's been very impressive tonight off the bench here, Rob.
He's done a nice job. He's a big body, Steve. He looks like a tight end. I mean, he's a strong kid. Broad shoulders, and Franklin County brings it across the timeline. Gilman has it. Wildcats trail by four, inside three to play in the quarter. It's a three on the way. Left wing by Allen is no good. Chancey bolts with the rebound for South Ripley. Chancey across the timeline, kicks it out. Ethan Johnson thought about the three, kicks it over to Binion. Binion drives into the paint, puts up a little off-balance one-hander that's no good. Franklin County comes out of there with the rebound. They get it quickly down court. Allen has it far side. They swing it over now to Stevenson, right wing. Stevenson dribbling against Mason McNew, picks it up, now gets it out to Van Oven with 2:22 to play here in a third quarter. Raiders on top by four. Van Oven, long three, right side, short. Rebound, battled for. Stevenson gets his own rebound, puts it back off the glass, no good. South Ripley comes out of the rebound. Mark Foster wanted a foul, nothing doing. Blaine Ward gets into the paint. Nice pass inside to Johnson. Ethan off the glass and good, and he's fouled.
Nice move by Ward. Got a little bit in trouble, got off balance, but able to find Johnson with the pass and chance for a three-point play here.
Yeah, good job by Blaine. He hit contact there, Steve, and when he went up, instead of throwing up a bad shot, he just lofted it up to Johnson, who was right there at the right block. Ethan, the best thing he did was keep the ball up high. He caught it up high. He went back up with it, got fouled, put it off the glass and in. He's going to the free throw line now, looking for the three-point play, looking for his fifth point of the night, and he missed it. Rebound, battle for Volts gets in there, and South Ripley comes away with the rebound and a whistle and a foul, and we'll see who that goes against. It may be going against Franklin County, Steve.
I believe they're going to whistle. They're going to get Stevenson for that one, Rob, and that's going to be his fourth, and that'll be the team's fifth. So now we got free throws coming up for the rest of the quarter for South Ripley.
Just a hustle play right there for Chancey Volts, and that's one that won't show up in the scorebook, Steve. But he got in there, had no business getting that offensive rebound. He got in there and got position and created some havoc there, and now he's going to be the recipient of two free throws here, as that's the fifth foul in the quarter. Chancey's first one is up, and it is good. That's his first of the night, Steve.
Franklin County's going to bring back in Carter Dozier to replace Stevens. Stevens will have to go out with those four fouls.
Chancey Volts came into the ballgame, shooting 6-for-6 from the charity stripe. That's his first one tonight. South Ripley trying to match their biggest lead of the night at 8. If Volts can make good on free throw number 2, and he missed that one long. Rebound battled for again. It's loose. South Ripley has two players dive on it. Blaine Ward covers it and calls a timeout. Ethan Johnson and Blaine Ward both went to the deck after that one. Blaine was able to cover it, call the timeout, and keep a possession for South Ripley. And Mark Foster not real happy about that call, Steve.
He is not. That's going to be a 60-second timeout taken by the Raiders. And, again, a good heady play to hustle and get the timeout and keep the possession. But several bodies hit the floor on that, and South Ripley gets the advantage of the possession.
Let's take a 30-second timeout, and we'll come back with more third-quarter action right after this. South Ripley on top of Franklin County, 29-22. On Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. From accident victims to premature babies, hospital patients rely on all of us to make sure blood is available when it's needed. On Tuesday, January 9th, join Margaret Mary Health and Hawksworth Blood Center for a blood drive held in a donor bus outside the hospital. Before donating, be sure to eat a healthy meal and drink plenty of fluids. To schedule an appointment, call 1-800-830-1091.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And tonight's game brought to you in part by Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, and Affinity Graphics and Tees. Rob Moorhead, Steve Geesting with you. Brent Lee running the board back in the studio for us tonight. 29-22 our score. South Ripley a 7-point lead in the basketball here with 1:55 to play in the third quarter. Mason McNew to inbound, finds Ethan Johnson. Johnson on the catch is fouled, and Steve, you talked about it. Raiders are in the bonus here with the five fouls against Franklin County. Johnson will go to the free throw line.
They're going to put that foul whistle on number 32, Carter Dozier. That's his third. Team 6 of Franklin County over the limit. Some more free throws coming up here for South Ripley. It's their 8th and 9th free throws of this third quarter.
Ethan, no good on that one. He's 0-for-2 tonight. He came in 5-for-6, Steve, 83% on the year, trying to go 1-for-3 here with this one. as Cole Henry set the check back in, and Ethan rolls the second free throw in. Ethan has 5 points on the night. South Ripley on top 30-22. Ethan gets a breather as Cole Henry checks back in.
I mentioned here earlier in this third quarter, it felt like Franklin County, the game was slipping away. They got it back down to a four-point game, and now South Ripley kind of pushing their way back out here, up by eight with a little over a minute to play here in this quarter.
Raiders go 2-3 zone on this possession. Franklin County getting players in position. Foster between the circles with it, comes left side to Van Oven. Van Oven has it, goes back to Foster. They go left side with it now over to Kerr. Kerr tries to go inside, and Blaine Ward steals it. Ward comes out of there with it. Nice move to the left side. Puts it up and in, but it will not count. Yes, that's going to be an offensive goaltend against Cole Henry. So Cole was coming. That ball was bouncing around on the rim. It looked like it was going to go in. Cole tried to bring his hands back, but he did get a hand on it. Steve, that's a good call by the official.
Yeah, offensive goal thing. So wipes the basket out for Ward and get the ball back to Franklin County. They're going to bring a couple of subs. It looks like Gilman and Isaiah Kent back on the court for the Wildcats here for this final 126.
Gilman catches the inbound pass. He'll bring it across the timeline. Raiders stay with a 2-3 zone. Gilman between the circles off Van Oven's ball screen. Gilman's going to pull up from 15 and drain it. Nice looking jump shot that time for Quinn Gilman. His first points of the night, Steve, averages 7 points a game. Gilman makes it 30-24.
Good pull up as he got around the defense and found himself over for that 15-footer.
Going to be a battle of the zones here. Sipples has it for South Ripley. Goes inside to McNew. McNew kicks it out to Chancey. Three on the way, and he got it. Chancey Volts made three of those last night. Made his first one tonight. 4 points for Chancey. South Ripley on top by nine. That's their biggest lead of the contest.
So important when you attack the zone. You got to get the ball inside, force that zone to collapse where the ball's at, and then kick it out to your open shooters. And South Ripley did a great job on that possession.
Van Oven has it for Franklin County. Raiders are going back man-to-man. They throw it over left side to Gilman. Gilman comes out to Allen. Allen dribbling against McNew, kicks it out on the right side to Van Oven. Van Oven's going to dribble it all the way out between the circles. Now driving on Cole Henry, loses the handle of the basketball. Van Oven gets it back, puts it up from in front of the rim. No good. Rebound battled for. We're going to have a held ball down there, and this alternating possession will give it to South Ripley. 17.8 seconds left to play here in the third quarter. Raiders with a 9-point lead, and we'll have the basketball here. Potentially playing for one, but not a lot of their possessions last 17 seconds, Steve.
No, they do not. I'm sure they'll be looking for the first good shot they can get. If they get a good shot, they're going to take it when they get the opportunity. It'd be great for South Ripley if they can go up by double digits here before the end of the third quarter.
Mason McNew inbounds it to Blaine Ward, and it looks like the Raiders will play for one. Ward across the timeline at 10. High ball screen from Henry. Ward dribbling to the right. Gets between two defenders. Shot up, and he got it to go. Banked it off the glass and in. Ward has now nine. And there's the buzzer to end quarter number three, and South Ripley has opened that double-digit lead, 35-24. We'll take a break and come back with fourth quarter action right after this. You're listening to high school basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
Cecil here from Iceland's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char Sliced Sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehrings to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehrings and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Alongside Steve Giesing, I'm Rob Moorhead. Thank you for joining us here tonight on Country 103.9 WRBI back at South Ripley High School. We're going into quarter number four. South Ripley has opened a 35-24 advantage over Franklin County. Steve, the Raiders outscoring Franklin County 17-8 in that quarter.
Yes, they did. 2 of 3 from beyond the arc for South Ripley, 3 of 5 from the field, and they got 5 of 9 to the free throw. So this is we talked about this with the new foul rule. South Ripley was in the bonus, shot 9 free throws in that third quarter. Now they reset, go right back down to 0. And on the other side, Franklin Canley started off hot, hitting the first three shots from beyond the arc. Since that time, they're 1 of 9 from outside 19-9.
Franklin County gets the first possession. South Ripley in the chess match between the coaches has gone back, I should say, to a 2-3 zone. Franklin County 4 out, 1 in against it. They go inside. They try to find Allen. It's stolen by Blaine Ward. Blaine coming down the left side. Nice spin move. Spins it up off the glass and good. Blaine Ward has had a couple of nice moves to the basket here, Steve. Rolls that one in for his 11th point of the contest.
Good body control as he bounced off the Franklin County player. Didn't make enough contact to draw a charge and spins over to that right side and gets to the hoop to go.
Gilman goes left side to Kemp. Kemp way out on that left wing. Gives it up on the baseline to Allen. Mason McNew applying pressure out there. Gives it off to Stevenson. Stevenson now dribbles it out of there. Goes back out to the center circle to Gilman. Gilman will slow things down. Go back left side to Allen. It's hard now, Steve, to play patient when you're down by 13.
Yeah, they need to get some shots up here quickly, and that's just not Franklin Kenny's style tonight.
Gilman over to Allen on the left wing. Back to Gilman. Gilman's between the circles. Comes right side with it now to Kemp. Back to Gilman. Good job by Franklin County, by South Ripley in this 2-3 zone. Allen drives and going to kick it out, and Mark Foster wants a timeout. Mark's frustrated with what they're doing offensively here, and he's going to take a full timeout. Let's take a 30-second timeout ourselves, and we'll be back with more right after this from South Ripley, where the Raiders are on top of Franklin County, 37-24 on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Thank you very much to the birthday boy, Brent Lee, back in the studio. He is a double quarter century plus one. How's that, Steve?
That's pretty good.
Plus one day.
1 year.
Birthday boy yesterday. Happy birthday, Brent Lee. 37-24 is our score here. South Ripley on top of Franklin County. Steve, in a game I'm watching closely, the Hauser Jets on top of Union County, 33-13 at the half.
Nice bounce back night for the Jets after they fell to South Ripley last night. Of course, that's a sectional. Could be a potential sectional matchup here, and that will be in the sectional here this year.
It will be. Franklin County with the basketball out of timeout, and South Ripley changes defense back to the man-to-man. Gilman tries to take to the basket against Volz. Puts up the shot from the left side. No good. Raiders come out of there with the rebound. Drew Volz has it on the right side. Cross-court pass to McNew. McNew takes it back out to Blaine Ward at the center circle. He'll hand it off to Drew Volz, and the Raiders are reset against this zone. Henry has it on the right baseline. They're going to get Ward off the screen. Ward open for the shot on the wing, and he got it. Blaine Ward drains the three on the right side. Nice offense there by the Raiders.
It was good offense against his own defense, and Ward's starting to feel it. Now he's had those two layups in a row. Now hits the big three.
14 for Blaine Ward on the night. Raiders on top by 16. 5:50 to play in the contest. South Ripley now goes back 2-3. Dozier attacks from the right side. Lose the handle. Blaine Ward comes away with it. Ward drives in, lays it up, and good. Blaine Ward on the run out now with 16. 42-24, Raiders by 18.
And against this South Ripley zone, Franklin County cannot get the ball inside. Everything has been on the perimeter.
Gilman comes right side to Kemp. Back to Gilman between the circles, left side to Allen. Gilman top, now goes right side again to Kemp. They just move it around the perimeter. South Ripley doing a nice job moving in this zone. They try to go high post. It's batted away to Franklin County, fighting for it. Allen comes away with it, goes right side to Kemp. Kemp drives to the right baseline, puts up the shot, no good, but Kemp is going to go to the free throw line to shoot two.
They're going to put that foul on Cole Henry of the Raiders. That's his first, team's first, and we have our first free throws of the night coming up here for Franklin County as number 10 Isaiah Kemp will go to the line to shoot the two.
5:07 to play. Isaiah Kemp comes into the ballgame, a 50% free throw shooter, only 1 of 2, and now he's 1 of 3, Steve. Is that one no good?
And that's only the fourth team foul we'll sit on South Ripley the entire night. But again, they've been back in the zone, and Franklin County has been playing off the perimeter, not really going down inside, forcing anything, or they're getting opportunities for contact. So not necessarily surprising to see so few fouls called.
Kemp, eyes up, free throw number two, and he got it. 6 points on the night for the 5'11 junior who averages five a game, makes it 42-25, 5 minutes to play. South Ripley with the basketball, Bryson Sipples has it. He brings it across to Cole Henry. Henry driving toward the baseline from the left side, gets into the paint, puts up the jump hook. He got it, and a foul. Nice, strong move by Cole Henry, Steve.
Lots of heavy contact. He spun in the lane. Three Franklin County players had the defense on him, and he's able to power the ball up and through. And that's going to go on Carson Allen. That's his first, team's second here, team's first of this fourth quarter.
Henry makes good on the free throw, the old-fashioned three-point play. He's got 15 on the night. South Ripley on top by 20 for the first time this evening. Left side, Franklin County, now they bring it out to Foster. Foster at the center circle, goes right side to Kemp. They're running a three-out, one, two in here, rotating people through the middle of this zone. Baseline is Kemp, right side, brings it out to Van Oven. Now they swing it all the way around to Allen in that left corner. Allen, a couple of dribbles, cross-court pass, now on top to Van Oven, left side to Allen again. Allen gets into the paint, picks up his dribble, puts up a 12-foot jumper, no good. Henry skies in for the rebound, hands it off to Chancey Volt. Chancey gets it ahead to Sipples. Sipples gets to the block, kicks it off to Henry inside. Henry spins, puts it up in front of the lane, in front of the rim, I should say, no good. Goes out of bounds, give it over to Franklin County. Yeah. Sevy Beach doing a little coaching on the sideline here. Steve stepping out and encouraging his ball club.
He is. A good movement inside by Henry.
Van Oven drives, looks inside to Dozier. Dozier can't handle the pass. Nice hustle by Ethan Johnson. Johnson covers it down on the ground. They have a jump ball situation as Dozier ties him up. Alternating possession gives it over to South Ripley.
That's the fifth turnover of the half here by Franklin County. And South Ripley very impressive on the hustle play tonight. That's two or three times where they just kind of... I won't say wanted it more, but they just, more heart and hustles. They dove down, Jonathan dove down to get the possession.
Inside 4 minutes to play in the contest. South with the basketball and a 20-point lead. Bryson Sipples dribbling against Van Oven in the Franklin County man-to-man. Bryson sees a lane to the basket, takes it inside, pulls up from the left block, no good, but a whistle and a foul. Nice move by the sophomore Sipples. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two.
Carson Allen on the foul for Franklin County. That's his second, team second, and more free throws coming up here for the Raiders.
Bryson Sipples eyes it up and gets it. First point of the night for Bryson Sipples. Averages 1 point a game. Came into the ball game 1-for-2 from the free throw line for 50%. Cole Henry takes a seat.
Nice, too, enjoying this big lead here on back-to-back nights. So Coach Beach able to get some rest for his guys here in the game.
Second free throw by Sipples, also good. Raiders on top by 22, 3:40 to play. South Ripley staying in this zone. Franklin County moves the ball around to Allen on the left wing. Allen now dribbles to the top of the key, goes left side to Van Oven. He comes right side with it to Foster. Back to Van Oven on the left side. Raiders doing a nice job as they try to go inside. Ethan Johnson knocks it away. Chancey Volts comes out of there with it out to Blaine Ward. Ward right wing. Nobody picks him up. Steps back. Looks for the three. No good. Rebound taken out of there by Carter Dozier. And here comes Franklin County. He tries to go up court with the basketball to Kemp. But there's Binion to knock it out of bounds. Nice deflection by Binion. Keep it with Franklin County. 3:08 to play, Steve.
Yeah, good hustle anticipation by Binion. He saw that long pass, stepped into the lane, got the deflection, and is going to force the Wildcats to reset here.
Raiders have held Franklin County to 9 points here so far in the second half. Franklin County with the basketball's Caden Kerr, who just checked in. Hands it off to Kemp. Kemp goes between the circles with it left side. They try to throw it over there in the corner, but Blaine Ward with a steal, the save, ahead to Binion, and Binion can't finish on the layup, and it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be a foul on the rebound, going to be a foul against South Ripley.
We're going to whistle that one on Drew Volts. That'll be his third, team's second here of the fourth quarter.
Taking that back, just an excellent defensive effort by Blaine Ward to get the deflection on the cross-court pass and then chase it into the bleachers and throw it back in. South Ripley just unable to finish after that turnover. Ward gets another deflection and a steal. Blaine coming out of there with it, and Blaine gets fouled trying to pick up the loose ball. And I think that one's probably going to go against Foster, I would believe.
They're going to put that one on, actually, number 30, Caden Kerr.
Caden Kerr will pick up the foul.
His first, team's third here in the fourth, so no free throws for South Ripley on this one.
South Ripley will inbound under their own basket. Volz gets it into Warden. Nobody picks him up in the corner. Three on the way, and he got it.
That's just a miscommunication. You cannot leave Ward that wide open on a three. They've done that twice here in the fourth quarter, and this time he burns them.
19 on the night for Blaine. 2.5 to play. Raiders on top by 25. Franklin County moving the ball against this South Ripley zone, which has been very, very effective. Isaiah Kemp hands it off to Seals, who has checked in. Jack Seals gets it over to Caden Kerr. Now back to Kemp. Stevenson has it left wing. Back to Kemp. There's a steal for Ethan Johnson. Johnson chases it down, drives, goes up for the layup right side, and good hustle by Stevenson to block that one out of bounds. Keep it with South Ripley.
Yeah, didn't put his head down after committing the turnover. Good breakout by Johnson as he had the open lane of the basket, and Stevenson hustles back to get the deflection out of bounds and prevent the layup.
Ethan Johnson and Blaine Ward check out to a nice round of applause from the crowd. 2:08 to play. Mason McNew inbounds for South Ripley. Gets it in into the hands of the Raiders number 14, Jill and Jesse. Jesse kicks it over back to McNew. McNew picks up a three right side. No good. Rebound to Franklin County. Quickly down court with it for Franklin County. There's the handoff to Caden Kerr. Long three on the way. Left wing is good by Isaiah Kemp. Kemp has 9 on the night to make it 50-28.
That's the Wildcats' first three since way back in the second quarter. They missed their last 5 3-point attempts prior to that one.
Dylan Jesse has it on the left wing. Gives it back out to Volz. Volz goes right side with it. McNew has it, being guarded closely by Kemp. McNew tries to go inside to Trevor Kastner, who's checked into the ballgame. He's knocked out of bounds by Franklin County. Keep it with South Ripley. They'll inbound under their own basket.
Yeah, Coach Beach has gone to the bench. He's got the starters out for the rest of the night.
Dylan Jesse has it on the right wing. Three on the way by Jesse. No good. Rebound to Stevenson. Franklin County gets it ahead quickly to Kemp with 1:15 to play. Stevenson has it now between the circles. They come right side to Jack Seals. Jack's going to light a three. And he got it.
Back-to-back threes for the Wildcats.
First basket of the game for Jack Seals makes it 50-31. Now Franklin County applying full court pressure. Drew Volz will bring it up for the Raiders. Volz gets it across the timeline. Brings it over to Sipples. Sipples drives into the paint to McNew, right wing. Back out top to Volz. Inside a minute to play. Drew with the basketball. Dribbling on the far side. Being guarded by Brady Foster. Drew Volz gives it over to Mason McNew. McNew has it knocked away. Mason able to get it back. Mason drives into the paint, kicks it out. Now they bring it right back out to Drew Volz. Now Trevor Kastner. Kastner with it. Going to dribble it back out to the center circle inside. 30 seconds to play. And the Raider fans are coming to their feet as South Ripley is about to seal up another victory here. Drew Volz has it with 20 seconds. Dribbling over to the right side. Being guarded by Foster at 15. Drew Volz still dribbling. We're inside 10 seconds to play. Raiders in no interest in shooting this basketball. They're going to dribble this one out with 5 seconds to play. 3, 2, 1, and the buzzer. And South Ripley moves its record to 4-1 on the season with a 50-31 victory over the Franklin County Wildcats in a second half that was dominated by the South Ripley Raiders. We will take a break here, and we'll come back with our post-game show right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball from South Ripley High School on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
We are here for you.
At George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And welcome back to South Ripley High School, where the South Ripley Raiders run their record to 4 wins against only 1 loss on the season with a 50-31 victory over the Franklin County Wildcats. Coach Sevy Beach and the Raiders now have a 4-game winning streak and playing very well this weekend, picking up 2 decisive victories. Franklin County falls to 1-4 on the season. Again, a team that lost a leading scorer last year, the top scorer in Franklin County basketball history. So a little bit of a rebuild, but also coming in with 2 players hurt tonight, including Eli Butt, who averages 14 points a game. He was not available for tonight's contest, nor was Landon Johnson due to injury. The first half was played at the pace that Franklin County wanted to play it. We went into the break 18-16, South Ripley on top only by 2. But in the second half, the Raiders outscore the Wildcats 32-15, really picked up that pace. And Steve, going back to the point we made before, we said South Ripley would want to play this game in the 60s. In the first half, they were playing it on pace to play it in the 30s. You put 32 on the board in the second half, now you're on the pace that you want to be on to play this game at the way South Ripley would want to play it.
Absolutely. They got that pace you wanted in the second half. It'd be a 64-point pace, 32 in the second half. Once they got up 8, Franklin County did a good job getting it back to 4 and kept themselves in the game. But from that point on, it was like 24-28 or something like that. Then South Ripley kind of just pushed themselves away and really separated themselves. Got some big key 3-pointers in that second half. They were 4 of 8 from beyond the arc in the second half. And Blaine Ward had a really, really nice span going from that third to fourth quarter. Hits a layup, hits 3, hits another layup, and just really good job of opening up the game for South Ripley.
Indeed, and we'll give you some individual scoring numbers, and Steve will throw some team statistics at you here in just a minute. We're going to try
get
Sevy Beach up here, and it does appear that Coach Beach is on his way up here, so we're going to let him put this headset on, and we'll have a little conversation with Coach Beach, and so we'll let him get settled in there. Coach, can you hear me?
I can.
All right, and I can hear you as well. Coach Sevy Beach joins us here in the post-game show. Raiders come off a 50-31 victory here over Franklin County. And, Coach, you go into the weekend taking on a sectional opponent in Hauser and an EIC opponent in Franklin County, and the Raiders come away with 2 wins.
Yeah, good hard-fought weekend for us. You know, first double weekend of the season, you know, and it's always a different aspect to attack, you know, both mentally and physically, especially going on the road against a good Hauser team last night. That was a hard-fought, physical, good win. All 8 of our guys in our rotation last night, so that was great to see, to get some guys going that hadn't, you know, seen the ball go in as much,
yeah.
You know, up to that point. And then tonight, you know, we come back and we could tell, you know, we were a little mentally tired. We were really fighting ourselves in the first half. Franklin County did a good job of controlling some tempo and really slowing it down in their motion in the first quarter. We didn't play bad defense. You know, we gave up 16 points in the first half. I can't complain about that.
Right.
You know, but we just didn't have the same life, you know, energy that we had last night. And then we woke up at halftime, you know, and got ourselves a lead and kept building that. You know, just talking one possession, one play at a time on each end of the floor and stacked those together. You know, we got a pretty good spread again tonight through most of the guys. So that's good to see. We want to continue seeing that for, but good double weekend for us.
Coach, what was the message at halftime when you go in with the 18-16 lead? We talked that you averaged 63 points a game. This game was being played on a pace to only score about 30 points, which would have factored right in to Coach Mark Foster's game plan. How were you able to switch that in the second half when the Raiders put up 32?
Yeah, you know, I think we found a little piece at the end of the second quarter. We changed up a couple things with our man-to-man defense. We were able to pressure them a little bit more. So we started with that right away in the second half. We were able to get out and get ourselves some easier buckets and get closer to that pace of getting in the 60s like we would like to see. And then we threw a different zone at them in the second half as well, and they kind of got stagnant and made some easy plays for us as far as the defensive side of the ball goes. We were able to speed them up a little bit with that. So, and we just talked playing hard versus competing. Mm-hmm. Competing is going to win every time. Mm-hmm. It's not rocket science. And, we were playing hard. Perfect example, the end of the first half, Franklin County kid runs through three white shirts and he gets the offensive rebound and we foul him. He just out-hustled us on that play. But second half, we flipped the role, and it was us for those 16 minutes, we finished only give up 15 points in the second half. It's outstanding. I can't fault, our defensive effort at all. So really happy to see that, especially on the second night of a back-to-back. To win in March, you got to be able to win on Friday and Saturday night in grueling games. Hopefully they're a little prettier than this one was tonight. but we can take it and we can build on it.
Last night, Cole Henry leads you with 20. Blaine Ward has 14. Tonight, Blaine leads you with 19. Cole Henry has 15. The two of them, Coach, are capable of putting up big numbers every night out.
Yeah, it's a nice duo to have at this level. The scoring type of guard that Blaine is, plus the basketball IQ and court vision that he has to be able to kick it with the shooters that we've got around those two. And then Cole, he's expanded his game to a different level in the off season where he can play more, both inside and out and off the bounce this year. It's just a tough matchup for a lot of teams. But good to see that those guys are staying consistent and we're getting solid production around them as well.
Two games left before break, Coach, both at home, a three-game homestand here. South Decatur comes in here. Would be next Saturday night, if I'm looking at the calendar correctly, and then Batesville on the 21st. Talk about what's upcoming for the Raiders.
Yeah, I think next Saturday, I don't think we'll see either team try to slow it down. I haven't started on South Decatur yet, but from what I've heard about them, I anticipate next Saturday being a track meet and getting up and down and probably seeing a few more three shot and whatnot. So, that'll be a fun one. And then we got Batesville coming in on the 21st, and that'll be a really big one for us. They got a lot returning. Obviously, they graduated Cole Pride, but that was it. They got a nice win against Lawrenceburg last night. Big game on the road for them tonight against Southwestern Hanover, so I'm interested to see how that one played out.
Work on that.
Yeah, but we had a halftime score on that, Steve. I think it was 41-24, if I remember right. Southwestern was on top in that one at the half.
Okay.
And Stevie's looking right now. And you find anything?
We got breaking news, Coach. It is Southwestern 85, Batesville 52. Final score, Peyton Cloud for Southwestern, 36 points tonight.
Holy smokes. Guess he found a couple holes in that zone or something. They obviously played to their strength of playing quick. Yeah. And didn't let Batesville get back and set in that 2-3 zone that they're good in. That'll be two good games for us. Two little bit contrasting styles. That'll be good going into Christmas break with the two tournaments after the holiday.
Talk about the Southridge tournament. That's a new one for South Ripley. You're heading down to Southwest Indiana, which I think you've got some roots down that direction, and playing in the Southridge tournament.
Southridge tournament will be a good one. There's four really solid teams there, and us playing Southridge in the first game of the day. And then South Central Elizabeth will be playing Orleans.
Good basketball school there.
Yeah, really, really good tradition. I've got, I grew up, went to high school at Forest Park, which is right there by Southridge. So it'll be good to get back down that way. And then I've got family from Orleans as well. So, and there was a top 10 1A team. So hopefully we can get down there and we'll have to play really well to beat Southridge. But that'll be a good, no matter who we play in our two games down there, after the Southridge game, that will be a really good sectional prep kind of atmosphere in both games for us as far as having to execute on both ends of the floor.
Then, Coach, one more and we'll let you go. The 100th Ripley County Tourney coming up right after break as we get into the calendar year 2024. South Ripley drew Milan in the game number one. Jacksonville and Batesville playing game number two. What's it mean to get to participate again in this Ripley County tourney for the 100th time?
Yeah, Ripley County is, you know, it's something special. And now we've got, you know, the 100th time adds another element to it. You know, I wish the 100th was here in our building.
Yeah,
you know,
too.
That would be really cool to be here and, you know, hopefully come out on top of that. But, you know, we'll have to play well. Milan likes to play fast. You know, and they're getting going. I think they're figuring some things out. I haven't seen them play yet, but I think we'll get a chance to do that next week. You know, so we like our draw, you know, and we would love to, you know, play the Eagles again as well. But, you know, we got to take care of business against the Indians. And, you know, whoever we end up playing, hopefully on Saturday night, we'll be ready to go and have a good one.
Coach, thank you so much for taking time to join us here in the post-game show. Congrats on a victory tonight, a double weekend of victories. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Coach Sevy Beach, head coach of the South Ripley Raiders. Raiders run their record to 4-1 on the season with tonight's 50-31 victory. See, let's take a look at the individual numbers here as we get ready to wrap up our post-game show. First of all, for the victorious South Ripley Raiders, led tonight by Blaine Ward with 19 points, Cole Henry with 15, 5 each from Ethan Johnson and Drew Volts, 4 from Chancey Volts, and 2 from Bryson Sipples. Again, 19 for Ward, 15 for Henry, 5 each for Drew Volts and Ethan Johnson, 4 for Chancey Volts, and 2 for Bryson Sipples. That's the 50 points for the South Ripley Raiders. Franklin County tonight, no one got into double figures, but a spread scoring attack. 9 from Isaiah Kemp to lead the Wildcats. 6 each from Blake Stevenson and Carson Allen. 3 each from Nicholas Van Oven and Jack Seals. And 2 each from Carter Dozier and Quinn Gilman. Again, 9 for Kemp. 6 each for Allen and Stevenson. 3 each for Van Oven and Seals. 2 each for Dozier and Gilman. That's the 31 points for Franklin County, whose record falls to 1-4. Team-wise, Stevie?
All right, let's talk first for South Ripley. The victorious Raiders tonight, 9 of 17 from 2, that's 53%. 7 of 16 from beyond the arc, 44%, makes them 16 of 33 from the field, 48% tonight. 11 of 16 from the line, 69%. They had 17 rebounds, 15 defensive, 2 offensive, only turned the ball over 9 times. They only get called for 5 personal fouls. For Franklin County tonight, Wildcats 6 of 21 from 2, 29%. 6 of 14 from 3. After they started off hot hitting their first 3, they cooled off after that. 43%, that makes them 12 of 35 from the field, 34%. They only got to the line twice tonight, 1 of 2 for 50%. They did have 25 rebounds, 18 defensive, 7 offensive. They turned the ball over 14 times, and they only commit 12 personal fouls.
All right, Stevie G, looking ahead on WRBI. Of course, Monday night will be Coach's Corner with Terrence Arney, 6 o'clock on Monday night, so tune into that. And then on Tuesday, girls basketball, Batesville at Franklin County. Jim Williams will be on the call on that one, so look, or make that Thursday night, I should say. It'll be over to boys basketball, a Ripley County matchup between Milan and Batesville, and that will be Terrence Arney and John Heil on the call of that one. That's what's coming up early next week for WRBI. So, Steve, a pleasure working with you tonight.
Absolutely.
I appreciate the opportunity to spend some time here, and we got to call a good one here tonight. We want to say thank you to everyone here at South Ripley, Principal Joe Ralston, Athletic Director Jeff Gorrell. Thanks to both coaches, Mark Foster and Sevy Beach, for their time and sharing information with us. And, again, we want to thank Brent Lee back in the studio for running the board for us tonight. Finally, I want to say thank you to our fine sponsors for bringing you high school basketball here on Country 103.9 WRBI. We say thanks to Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, and Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Also, Gehring's, Ison's Family Pizza, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Bruns Gutzweiler, JC Bank, Margaret Mary Health, Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy Medical Equipment, and Affinity Graphics and Tees. Once again, the final score here from South Ripley. The Raiders get away with a 50-31 victory over the Franklin County Wildcats. Raiders go to 4-1 on the season. Franklin County drops to 1-4. For my partner Steve Geesting alongside and Brent Lee back in the studio, this is Rob Moorhead saying thank you so much for listening. Have a fantastic weekend and go Bengals.